Dan Weingarten from MDOT is here, and a lot of people were happy with the news earlier today, and I know you folks at MDOT are happy to hear this news come out of Lansing.
Absolutely. It's good news. We, more than anybody, are conscious of how much the construction projects that we have out there affect people's ability to get around, and that mobility is really foremost in our minds. And so we were as frustrated as anybody about how long this labor dispute was going on, and we are glad that there's been this resolution.
Now, people are going to be wondering about specific projects. We had, as I counted them, nearly a dozen here in the UP that were affected by this, Dan?
Yeah, we expect contractors to get back to work as quickly as possible, but the impact of this development today is going to vary depending on which project we're talking about. So I can't really make a blanket statement about when things are going to ramp back up. MDOT's goal is going to be to see that any projects that are possible to finish this construction season get finished, and we're going to take every measure possible to ensure that there are safe work zones in place if some projects have to be suspended through the winter.
And I guess the one that people will ask about here specifically is the Escanaba River Bridge project. I know that's a big priority for MDOT. Do you have anything specific to that particular project?
Not at this time. We don't have any new construction schedule for that. As soon as we know more about what's going to be going on there, we'll get that information out to the public. We're going to continue to do what we always do, which is monitor these projects to make sure that there's a high level of quality being maintained, and we'll try to make sure that everything gets done as quickly as possible.